Blum and Abner. What's going on down in Pine Ridge? Well, Squire Skimp was tried in Lum's Justice of the Peace Court for operating a theater in violation of a city ordinance, and the court ordered Squire's Theater closed permanently. And now Lum and Abner's Theater is doing a big business, inasmuch as it's the only one in town. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the box office selling tickets for the evening performance.
Ticket selling going tonight.
Oh, don't do that, Abner. Slip up behind me while I'm sitting here with all this money in front of me.
Oh, excuse me. Excuse me. You think I was a robber?
Well, I don't know what you are.
You might not jump right up through the roof of the box office, Anlo. Look at your face. It's just as white as if you'd just seen a ghost.
I feel like I saw one. No, I'm sitting here and you come up behind me that way. That's twice you've done that.
Well, I'm sorrowful. I'll knock them down.
You're sitting here studying what if somebody would come in that door behind me and rob me.
That's more likely the reason you jumped so high that time.
I reckon so.
Yeah, this is right comfort in here, ain't it?
Oh, it's nice. I brung that lantern along and keep that thing lit, keep my feet warm.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Don't get, I believe I'll bring one down here and sit there by me where I take up tickets in there.
No, you don't want no light burning inside the show.
Well, my feet get cold sitting there, Lum. People coming in, opening and closing the door there.
But you can get a little electric heater.
Yeah, all right. Just so I get one of some kind, that's all I care. Call me. Elizabeth's in there taking up tickets for me now, Lum.
Well, selling pretty good tonight.
They are, huh?
Yeah.
Well, good. I told her to just take up a ticket from the folks. She loves to sit there and speak to everybody when they come in, you know. Gives her a chance to see folks and visit with them if she ain't saw for a spell, you know.
Well, now, look, Abner, this is a business down here. Can't have her in there visiting with everybody comes by.
Well, I just left her in there for a little while. I'm going back directly. I just thought I'd come out and see how you're getting along.
I know, but it disturbs folks sitting there trying to see the picture.
Well, all right, I'll tell her to quit visiting with folks and just take up the tickets and not say nothing.
That's better. Looks like we're going to have a full house again tonight.
Yeah, it does. Doggies, we sure are getting the business, ain't we? I'm proud we've taken up this picture show work, Lum. I believe this is the best thing we've studied up yet.
Oh, yeah, this is a gold mine we got here.
Yeah.
And I believe it was a good idea hiring Grandpap and his player Pioneer back again.
Oh, yeah, I know it was. Folks love hearing him run off a few tunes before the picture starts. You know, everybody gets here early to get a good seat, and then we ain't got no music. Why, there ain't nothing for him to do. But Grandpap gets to playing that player Pioneer. He's got one humdinger there. It's a new role that he got. It's called Dardanelle. I believe it is.
Yeah, I heard it. It's uncommonly pretty.
Awful pretty. Awful pretty. Of course, the one I favor the most is that, and it goes, let's see,
Just a minute, Abner. Evening, Miss Beckley. How many, please?
Just two, Lum.
Oh, just you and the youngin', huh? All right. That's 30 cents. That's right. There's your tickets. I hope you enjoy the show, Miss Beckley. What was you saying now, Abner?
I was just saying that my favorite song of all them that Grandpap plays in there, the one that goes, there's a mother's heart that's broken, you know. There's a mother's heart that's broken. There's a name that's seldom spoken. There's a picture that is turned again the wall.
For goodness sakes, Abner, don't sing in here. Evening, Charity. Just go right on in, Aunt Charity. We saved your regular seat for you down in front where you can be near Grandpap.
I tell you, Lum, that song will make me cry every time I sing it. You know, Lum, it's about a girl, some poor girl that left home, and then her folks must have got mad at her or something, and they wouldn't let her come home, and it was snowing outside,
I know
you
know. I know how it
poor little thing. Poor poor little thing.
How do you, Lissies? I reckon you'll want three for tonight, looks like.
Okay, Mom.
All right, that'll be 50 cents for you and Carrie and a dime for little Ellery. Total's 60 cents.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you. I recommend setting over there toward the left side, Ulysses. The floor slants more on that side, and you can see over the women's hats better.
Okay. By the way, Lon, this picture show of yours sure looking nice here. Now, who done the painting on it for you?
Why, me and Abner done this ourselves. Why?
Oh, nothing. I just thinking. I got to get that barn of mine painted. Yes, sir, I got to get that painted sometime.
That Barney isn't going to fall to pieces before he ever gets his painted.
Yeah, he's been aiming to paint that thing for years, and the boards are starting to curl up on it right now.
Yeah. Abner, you better run upstairs and tell Cedric to get ready to start running the picture. It's just about 7:30 now.
Yeah.
Them kids are scuffling down there on the front seats, too.
Yeah, I had to go down there and quiet them down a while ago. Walt Bates' kid, and I think it's Mole Mooch Young, and got in a fist fight down there. Clint's right down there on the front aisle a while ago.
Well, they can get down there by 5:30.
Yeah.
I first opened up the box office. There's a line of them waiting to get down there.
Oh, they love to come down here and play. You know, Lum, I sure am glad that we got Cedric back here working for us again. He just as happy as a lark. Sets up there singing to himself half the time.
Yeah, everything's working out.
Oh, it's going fine.
Yeah, I'm glad Cedric's running the machine anyway. He's more level-headed about than you was, Abner.
Yeah, I would. Huh?
Well, I don't mean to complain or criticize.
My head's just as level on top as his head, Lum. Look up here. Look up.
Yeah, it's too level.
Huh?
But you always got to run the tube blame fast when it got to the exciting part.
Well, I know it, Lum, but...
Folks was complaining. They couldn't hardly tell what was going on.
Yeah, I know. I just couldn't help it. I just couldn't hardly wait to see how it's going to come out, and I just speeded the thing up every time.
Well, run on up and tell Cedric.
Yeah. I'll be back directly.
All right. Oh, hello, Mousy. Glad to see you.
Happy.
How come you ain't working at the defense plant this evening?
Well, sir, I've been transferred now, Lum, from the swing shift to the daytime.
Well, good for you.
Have you got a couple of seats in there for me and Gussie, Lum?
Well, sure we have. You bet your life.
Good. We just thought we'd drop down and see the show tonight. Gussie, my love, can I have 50 cents of my money?
Well, here, wait a minute, Mousy. We ain't going to charge you nothing. No, you put that money right back in your pocket. Or in Gussie's pocket.
Oh, no, now, Mom. We want to pay.
No, sir. Not after the help you give us on remodeling this place. Just go right on in. And tell Elizabeth I said it was all right.
Gee, thanks, Mom.
Not at all, Mousy. Proud to do it for you.
Come on, Gussie, my love.
Oh, howdy, Earl. Evening, Miss Butler. It's a fine-looking bunch of youngins you got there, Earl. Must take after their mama.
Yes, so. How much is it going to cost to get in here, Lum?
Well, 25 cents apiece for you and the missus, and we'll run the youngins through at 10 cents a head. That'll be $1.10. Just give me a dollar and we call it even.
Good enough.
Yeah, you better hurry now. The show's about to start.
Yeah, Cedric's all set up there now, Lum.
Oh, good. Abner, knock or something when you come up behind.
Oh, excuse me, I forget. I get excited and you hurry me up all the time. I told Cedric to start the picture. I just wanted you to know he's ready.
Earl Butler just brung his whole family in tonight. Did you see him?
Yeah, that's the first time I saw him out to the show, I believe.
Evening, Eli.
Uh-oh.
Oh, just one, huh? All right, there you are. Much obliged to you, Eli.
My dog is that Eli White owes Mike and I everybody in town. Can't raise money to pay his debts, but he can always go to any kind of a show that comes to town.
Yeah, he owes us a bill down their store. We never will collect it.
How fellas like him can raise money for something? Oh, my goodness. Look yonder, Lum.
Where?
Squire Skip. Get down here where he can't see. Come on.
Oh, get up from there, Abner. He ain't going to bother.
I ain't going to give him a chance. He swore he's going to get even with us for closing his place up, Lum.
Well, he can't hurt us as long as we're inside of the box office here.
He can shoot right through that glass, sir, Lum.
Yeah, but he ain't toting no gun.
Huh?
Might start an argument or something like that, but that's about all. Just let me handle him. Now, hi there, Squire.
Good evening, Lum. Good evening. How's the picture show been there?
Why, pretty good, Squire. Can't complain.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Lum. This looks like a good picture you're running here tonight, too.
It's supposed to be uncommonly good, aren't, Squire.
Yeah, you men ought to do a nice business now that my place is closed up.
Yeah, I sort of hate that, Squire. I don't feel just right about it.
Oh, tut, 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 Lum. You were only doing your duty. Wasn't anything anything else that you could do. It was a law, and it was up to you as a justice of the peace to enforce it.
Well, I'm proud you feel that way about it, Squire.
Oh, there's no hard feelings at all, Lum. Well, I was a little mad at first, naturally, but after I got to thinking it over, I realized that my place over there was quite a fire hazard. And before I'd risk the lives of my friends and neighbors in Pine Ridge, I'd rather the place be closed.
Well, now, that's mighty nice of you to look at it that way. I want to shake your hand, sir.
Well, that's all right, Lum. We'll just let bygones be bygones. Better give me a ticket, Lum. I'd like to see this show tonight.
No, here, Squire. Now, here's a ticket, but I don't want no money.
No. I want to do that, Lum. Squire Skimp always pays his way.
No, not this time, though. You just walk right in. Tonight or any night. Won't cost you a cent. Just proud to have you.
No, I wouldn't think of it, Lum. I appreciate it, but I want to pay my way just like anybody else. Well, I'll see you after the show, Lum.
Now, all right, Squire.
Well, if that don't beat anything I ever seen in my life.
Well, sir, I don't believe I ever had such a surprise in all my born days. Granny, he ain't such a bad sort of a feller after all, you know
it? Yeah, it just don't seem right somehow or other, Lum. I just can't trust that Squire Skimp. He gets to talking too nice that way. That's when I start getting afeard of him.
Oh, you got him all wrong, Abner. He just got to thinking this whole thing over and seen where we was right and was man enough to come down and admit to it. You gotta give a feller like Ed credit.
Yeah, but when he gets to patting you on the back, he's more likely looking for a place to stick a knife on. That's why.
Prattle.
Yes,
he just heard somebody say that once.
Oh, no.
Trouble with you, Abner, you hold a grudge too long.
I do.
Squire's trying to do the right thing. You've got to learn to trust your feller man.
Well, I hope I'm wrong, but it just seems to me Squire's been going along same rut for some time.
Come on inside quick. Somebody's hurt. There's been an accident.
Accident? Oh, my goodness.
Come on, Abner. What's the matter, Grandpap? Who is it?
Yeah, who is it, Grandpap?
Don't crowd around now. Get back in your seats. Get back in your seats.
Who is it? Who is it?
Hey, Cedric, turn on the house lights. Let me through here, folks.
Yeah, turn the lights on, Cedric. Yeah, that's it.
I saw him, Mom. He fell coming down the aisle just now and must have hit his head against one of the seats.
Get back, everybody. Quit pushing now. Let me see who it is.
Let Lum see who it is now.
That's better. Well, I'll swan to goodness. It's Squire Skimp.
Join us again at this same time for another visit with Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.